GOP Representative Peter Meyer considering backing Trump impeachment. By Joshua Kaplan on January 11, 2021. Freshman Representative Peter Meyer, Army, on Monday called on President Donald Trump to resign and said he is considering supporting a second impeachment of the president in the wake of last week's siege on the U.S. Capitol. Meyer told Wood TV. What we saw on that day, especially between noon and 4:17 p.m., when the president put out his tweet, gently telling people there to go home but also saying we love you, you're special, to me that was disqualifying. He said that while we were in rooms lowering the blinds, we didn't know which parts of the Capitol complex were secure. We didn't know the extent of what might have happened. We didn't know whether members of Congress were among those killed or injured. To me, that again just disqualifies. The Michigan Republican added. This attack occurred when the first, second, and third people in the line of succession, the vice president, the speaker of the House and the president pro tempore, in the Senate were all in that building. Again, this could have been, this was a tragedy. This was awful and it could have been even worse. So that's why, to me, the best course is for the president to admit and to resign. I trust that if the 25th Amendment is appropriate, then Vice President Pence will do what's in the best interest of the country. But we're also reviewing the articles of impeachment and strongly considering supporting it this time. House Democrats introduced a single article of impeachment during a session Monday and appear to have enough support for its passage. But Republicans blocked unanimous consent for a separate effort to remove President Donald Trump under the 25th Amendment. During a pro forma session, House Democratic leader Steny Hoyer asked for unanimous consent from all members in approving a resolution that calls on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and declare Trump incapable of executing the duties of his office. The Raskin resolution urges Pence to convene and mobilize the principal officers of the executive departments of the cabinet, activate the amendment, and immediately exercise powers as acting president, and gives him just one day to respond after its approval. Republican Representative Alex Mooney of West Virginia objected to the request and forced the measure onto the floor for a vote Tuesday. The UPI contributed to this report.